following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on Still Just Fishing Show. We've got myself here and Ted Hartman. And
good morning. Ted.
Got a few things to talk about this morning, and want to remind everybody that the sheep's head limit, being the sheep's head are biting, are down to 8 per person, same size limit, you know, 12-inch, squeeze the tail, make a 12-inch overall. But anyway, want to remind everybody about that, and because the people I've been talking about, you know, talking at the boat ramp, they didn't realize the bag limits changed, so want to, you know, remind everybody that it has from 15 per person down to 8 per person. So anyway, they've started biting pretty good, you know, and water temperature should be dropping, and it really should be dropping now, you know, because we got a little bit of
nice
wind blowing.
Chilly out there.
Yeah, we got a little bit of wind blowing and cool temperatures, and it's not supposed to be real hot again until I think the warmest day this week showing something like Tuesday or something, you know, but, you know, so far, I mean, that could change too, but, you know, just looking at these cooler temperatures like this, and of course, when you get the wind blowing, that helps put that air in it.
Yeah, don't it feel good, though?
It does.
I love it.
It does, you know.
Sure beats this heat we've had.
I had to put on a little sweatshirt this morning, so. Chris is out there. He's going to give us a call a little bit to let us know what the conditions are out there. Chris Nichols, he's fishing at the Jacksonville Offshore Sport Fishing Club tournament, which is for a redfish, trout, and flounder. And it's just a club tournament out there. And
the slam.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at this, we got small craft exercise caution today. North-northeast winds, 15 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet, the occasional seas up to 6 feet. Tomorrow, east northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet, and it's supposed to calm down Monday. But I think Monday's supposed to be some pretty good showers going on. And they're showing Monday southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, and we got some tides going on today. Excuse me, high tide is at 5:45 a.m. at Mayport. It's a 5.3. Low tide at 11:30 a.m. It's a 0.5. Tomorrow, high tide at 5:42. And I know that's not much different from this morning's tide, but guess what? The time's changed tonight. So don't forget to set back. You know,
I love that new time. I don't care for the other one yet.
I just wish they'd leave it alone one way or the other.
Yeah.
The thing about the new time is I'm going to be trying to clean up the boat after dark.
Uh-oh.
You know, and because when I get home, like, you know, that late, I mean, it's going to get dark early. And, you know, where usually it gets dark, I think, right around, what, 6:30 or so, yeah. You know, and that's going to be like 5:30 starting Sunday.
5:30, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So high tide tomorrow is 5:42 a.m., 5.6. And low tide is 11:29 a.m. It's a 0.3. So it's going down lower and lower. And we got a new moon coming up on Wednesday. So that's why it's going to get to a minus 0.2 on Wednesday. So that's how low it's going to get before it starts coming back up. So
I have the major periods. Only shows two fish, though, between 9:56 and 11:56.
This morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be probably 3/4 of the way to low tide. So that sounds pretty good. That's
if you can find a place out of the wind.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. That's the big thing because, you know, especially fishing a tournament like that, you know, you want to try to get your best shot at it. But Chris said he's found a few trout, so he's pretty confident about that. And, you know, as far as the redfish goes, you know, that's you can pretty well get you a good keeper red. I think the flounder's the one that's going to be kind of tough.
Toughest, yeah.
Because, you know, I really look for the flounder bite to pick up a whole bunch when these mullet leave. Now, it won't pick up for very long because the flounder leave, too, right afterwards. But I think that flounder bite will pick up, you know, once the mullet leave. Because there's mullet, I mean, everywhere.
Yeah, out there is Huguenot. There's still a bunch of them out there in that big bay lagoon area there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still quite a few. They're catching a few of those flounder down at the further end, closer to the bridge. But you got to park your car there at the those poles they got up and walk around. That's the only way you can get down there. Well, there's another way you can get down there. When you first come in and you pass the gate, just keep going straight, there's another gate there. There's parking way back there in the back.
And I hadn't been down in there in a long time.
Yeah, there's some old poles there. It's been there for years that are sticking up out of the water that you can follow. Just walk right down the side of them. And once you get past the grass, you're close to the drop-off right in that little channel there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an easier way to get way back around that way.
I don't know if Vic's Dazoo.
Daughter.
Oh, daughter. Oh, okay. D-A-Z-U.
Dazoo.
All right.
I like
hey,
that.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Happy birthday.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another year older today.
Thank you.
I try to forget mine.
But thank y'all. I had to get up early to do that.
I don't know if you heard it, but the grand dog even wished you happy birthday.
Yeah, I just heard him.
that was actually Tala, but yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I thought that
she
was Toto.
She heard Papa, I guess.
Yep. well, thank y'all.
Gabby even woke up early to tell you that.
I see that. Thank y'all. I appreciate that.
Well, good morning to y'all.
Good morning. We hope you have a wonderful morning.
We are so far.
Yep, planning on it. In here where it's a little warmer. And warmer than outside.
Out of that 20-knot wind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the wind's blowing out there already this morning.
I didn't venture out. I just cracked the door open and let the dogs go out, but they came in very quickly.
Yeah, see, there you go. They know it's chilly.
Didn't take them long. Well, you guys enjoy your morning. We're going to be listening to you, and we'll be going back to bed at 8.
All right, and then I'll see y'all later on.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Gabby. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. You too. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, how old are you?
66.
Hey, close to me.
I thought we were about the same.
Yeah, yesterday you were. It's 66 in July.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, just another year older. You got to kind of, you know, what's that old song? Another year older, deeper in debt.
I just try to forget mine. I don't like birthdays.
Yeah.
Especially when Gail tries to take me to somewhere to go eat something, and she'll go behind me and then tell the waitress it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't like them people singing from me.
Singing in the restaurant. Well, we're here this morning. Give us a call if you like. 222-8255 is the number to call us. And, you know, we got a few things to talk about here this morning. So hopefully one of the things also went out to the Trollometer service yesterday. And, of course, as I say, his new shop. I mean, he's been out there, I don't know, what, year and a half or so?
Yeah.
But anyway, great shop out there. So, you know, it's a good, really, really nice shop the way he's got it fixed up. And he pulled a boat right up in there in case it's raining or something like that. He'd still work on it, you know. So
it is a nice shop.
Yep. So, anyway, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this. Mm-hmm.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family-owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show. And got several calls coming in, so let's get Nancy on real quick. Morning, Nancy.
Hey, Captain Vic, happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Many, many more.
Well, thank you. I hope so.
You're welcome. Now, you stay healthy and keep catching those fish. Hey, Captain Vic, I'm going to go down to the Alzheimer's Walk, and it's 54 now at Julington Creek.
Uh-huh.
Can you, in Cincinnati, they always say down by the river it's 5 degrees. Colder or 10 degrees. What is the rule of thumb here in Jacksonville?
Usually, okay, your cooler temperature In the summertime, you're cooler around the water. In the wintertime, you're warmer around the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because your water temperature doesn't drop as much as like the air temperature around the land. And so the help that helps. Like if you go to the beach, I know when I leave my house sometimes, like it was 52 when I left my house this morning. I live kind of, you know, almost out in the woods.
Sure.
And whenever I go to the boat ramp and get out there, it's usually about 6 degrees warmer.
Really?
By the time I get there, and it only takes me, you know, just 20, 25 minutes to drive out there. So, you know.
You'll have frost out of your house where, you know, you won't see anything out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. By the water.
Yeah, so it does. It happens that way. Now, if you're just going down to the river downtown, it won't change that much. But if you go toward the coast, it will.
Sure. So. I got you. Well, I knew you would know, especially on your birthday.
Well, thank you.
Listen, just have a great day.
I sure
thank
will.
Thank you for all your info.
I sure appreciate it.
You have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself
bye-bye.
Today. Good morning, Rob.
Morning.
Morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good.
I called in to wish you happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that.
I can barely remember when I was 66.
Uh-oh.
There's one problem with getting older like this is all of our heroes are getting older, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But one of the things, you know, it gets me is when you say getting older like this, there's not just one problem with it.
Yeah. You know, you said the heroes, but your Batman and Spider-Man always be there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't ever get old.
Yeah, they don't get old, do they?
You just got to pick the right kind of hero, but you know, you're one of my heroes. So.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He doesn't look any older.
Well, only 1 year so far.
Right.
Yeah, it's. I could tell. When I look in the mirror in the mornings, there's this old man looking back at me.
Sometimes I wonder who that old guy is.
I do too. I'm like, somebody got in my house. Look at this. So you got some new stuff out yet, Rob? Some more new stuff out?
Had to make a few design changes so that production ends up being the same on each one. So that kind of slowed things down. So having to do some retesting on them to make sure that I still got the action and everything that I wanted.
Oh, okay. And you know, where people can go look at your stuff, you know, and buy it and all that. I know you got it in Strike Zone.
Yep.
And where else do you have it?
Got it at Palm Valley Outdoors and St. Augustine Paddle Sports.
Paddle Sports, okay. Okay, so people down there can get it. Have you you thought about getting it on up you know, somewhere like Leaders and Sinkers up there in Fernandina?
I haven't. Well, I've thought about it, but haven't made it up there to.
Oh, okay.
To make contact. I guess I just need to know where to go.
Yeah, he's got a pretty big tackle store up there, you know.
Right. What's the name of it?
Leaders and Sinkers.
Leaders and Sinkers.
Yes, Don. Oh my goodness, I had his last name just on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, there's a guy named Don that owns it. But yeah, he's been up there for, you know, quite a few years.
Well, good.
Hey, Rob, do you test your own lures out, or do you have other guides test them, or just throw them in the swimming pool?
Well, the first test is the swimming pool.
Yeah, okay.
If it doesn't do what I want it to in the cement pond, it doesn't go any further, or it gets remodified. But I have other people test them in real conditions because I don't get to go fishing that often.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of the problems with me testing them up to cement pond is I can't hardly see them. But that's gotten a little bit better now that I've got an iPad and I can get somebody to shoot it on the iPad and then blow it up. That I can see it.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
Using a GoPro under the water?
No, I wish I did, but no, just shooting through the water.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that might be a good idea too, having a GoPro
under the water.
The water, where you see the action under the water too.
They Amazon has these little knockoffs that are lots cheaper, and they look just waterproof, like a GoPro. Yeah, they even work on the same, work with the same accessories.
Oh wow! Oh, okay, yep. that's an idea, Rob.
Somebody told me that the quality of the picture on GoPros is not all that.
I don't know. I don't own one, so I don't know. I mean, I've seen videos. You know, on YouTube and stuff like that, this video from GoPros, and I guess they seem okay to me. Of course, you know, I'm not high-tech guy, you know, techie.
Mine's a Wimus. It's called, it's a Wimius, a Wimus, and it only costs like $90.
Hmm.
And it comes with a lot of accessories with it.
Yeah.
But, and it's a 4K and Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
And, not Bluetooth, but Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there
so
you go.
It will, it's got a lot of cool little features to it.
Right.
And if you want to look into that, that could help, too, if you can look at the action under the water.
Right, right. At $90, it's worth a try.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, it may not have, like you say, the quality, you know, of, you know, high-definition quality camera or whatever, but, I mean, I would think it may, but, you know, at least you can be able to see exactly what it's doing down there like that. That might be a good help, too, when you're, because the way you're designing stuff all the time, you know, it might give you an idea of how to tweak something out just a little bit more, too. I don't know. But, I mean, because you do so good with them already, you know, without having that, so...
Yeah, for a blind guy, ain't doing too bad.
Yeah, they it being at 4K, and you can select whatever resolution you want. Well, you can use like a video editing to blow it up, or you can even zoom with the camera to some degree. But at 4K, you won't lose much resolution.
Oh, there you go.
And you can blow it up to get real close to it to see what it's doing. You just swim the bait right by in front of the camera.
What was the number on that thing?
It's a Wimus.
Wimus, okay.
Yeah, it's WIMIUSXDV.
Okay. I'll try and remember that.
And you can also control it with your camera. I mean, with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It has an app that you can download and control the camera with your app.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might be a good idea. I've often thought about getting a GoPro to put on my boat, on my grab rail or something like that to video people. But, I mean, knowing me, I wouldn't. It'd probably sit up there for 2 months before I'd even think about turning it on.
Get you a good SD. This is a mini. Yeah. It's one of those little mini cards that plugs in there. Get you one that is real fast. Is that 4K? You're going to want one that has a fast bit rate.
A fast bit rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a lot of data. It's going to be writing to those cards. So you want your memory card to be really fast. Because the cheaper ones don't go very fast.
Oh, I see. Huh.
As far as megabits per second, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I see. Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. He's talking, and I'm going, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's all I know.
But I think this will help you look at what's going on under the water, make you a better lure.
Yeah, it might do that. Yeah.
Well, appreciate you. Happy birthday, Captain Vic.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you calling, wishing me happy birthday. And you take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Have a good day.
All right. And 222-8255 is the number to call us. Let us know if you're going out there fishing this morning and see what the conditions are. I know it's not daylight yet, but it's going to start getting daylight earlier tomorrow. Of course, it's going to start getting darker early, too. But we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Police say a second person has died at the hands of a shooter who opened fire inside a Florida yoga studio before killing himself. Tallahassee police say the 40-year-old gunman shot six people Friday night and pistol whipped one other person before killing himself. The governor of the Mexican state of Veracruz says thousands of Central Americans in a migrant caravan hoping to reach the U.S. border have been offered transportation. If they reach the U.S. border, they will be met by U.S. troops, according to President Trump. Police say two Saudi Arabian sisters whose bodies washed up on New York City's waterfront told people they would rather harm themselves than return to their home country. Their bodies were discovered in the Hudson River. They were bound together with tape. And police say the sisters, they can confirm that they killed themselves. For more details on these stories and much more, visit SRNnews.com. I'm Val Dior.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues in this campaign, but one is fundamental, the right to life. Sadly, Bill Nelson supports taxpayer funding of abortion providers. Bill Nelson even supports late abortions after 20 weeks when the baby can feel pain. Bill Nelson should not be in the U.S. Senate. Rick Scott knows better. Rick Scott will keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion. And unlike Bill Nelson, Rick Scott will support laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line, and your vote is crucial. On Tuesday, November 6th, please vote for Rick Scott for the United States Senate.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at NRLVictoryFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you.
877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And they're still working that crash at 95 North before Atlantic Boulevard, and that left shoulder is still blocked. Well, watch out for the construction. 95 North at the exit to 20th Street, and that right lane is blocked. Going to be sunny in a nice Saturday. High 68 to tonight, most clear down to 54. Currently 54 right here at AM 600. WBOB, back to Vic the birthday boy and Ted right here at WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
Good morning.
And I'm going to tell Rob, Alan was just telling me he saw those cameras on sale for, I think, $50, you said? For
Yeah, Amazon's got them on sale for like 30-something, average price 50-something.
Wow. I would say, and you're looking at Amazon for that on that. So, Rob, if you're still listening, I mean, that you can't beat that.
Yeah.
You know, especially
they've
when you're
come down since I bought it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and like you say, I don't know the prices of the GoPros anymore, but I know they were pretty far up there.
$200-$300, yeah. You think?
Mm-hmm. So, just to look at, to get what he would want to look at something like that, that'd be a good investment, $50, you know.
Mm-hmm. Those, they have these different accessories that come with it that you can screw this onto a tripod or mm-hmm. one of those little little monkey tripods. It's, you can bend the legs on it and wrap it around stuff. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, you can screw them on there or whatever. It works.
So it fits the same fits the same accessories, in other words.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm sure you find a lot of different accessories of how to rig it up, like in a pool like that, you know, to where you can kind of rig it where you can just drag it across the front of it, mm-hmm. you know, have it back far enough where it gets you, you know, 3 or 4 feet of movement with a lure. Rob's been so good about being able to design these things anyway without it. I don't know if, you know, that would actually help him or, wouldn't want him to go, hey, man, that's...
Well, it was like we were talking about, though, you know, salt water is more dense, so
yeah,
mm-hmm. it's going to have a different action, but at least you'll be able to see, mm-hmm. start with what you've got going on.
Yeah, that's like the Dead Sea, you know, when people are over there at the Dead Sea, if you've seen videos of people in the Dead Sea, it's like you can float so easy over yeah. there because
the salt
it's
content.
So salt. Yeah, and that's kind of weird how that is, you know, over there. But it's so salty that it just keeps your body up. It just won't let you sink in it. That's pretty wild.
I'd like to try that because even here, I sink like a rock. It doesn't matter. I can't float.
Yeah, it's. I don't do a whole lot of swimming though. but yeah, I mean, as far as you know. Using lures like that, you see some of these videos on YouTube that showing different lures and the different actions underwater. And, I always try to, when I see a lure I like, I try to look at different things like that to see if I can find something on to see how they work. But even when you see a lure working, I mix one up. I always mix it up. I mean, I talk about the bombers a lot because I like the bomber. Long A so much, but even with those, I mix it up so much when I use a bomber that I'm hardly ever working it the same way. And I know it might seem strange, but it just depends on what those fish are willing to chase or how hard they're willing to chase or how if it's real easy or what, you know.
Well, you know, those stick baits like that,
mm-hmm.
they wobble
mm-hmm.
from the center. You got it. They got this action to it, you know, if you can kind of picture that in your head. Remember the old broken back Rapala?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll do it, but it still has this
different
weird looking. It's not, doesn't look natural.
Right.
That's because that lip is in the front.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could make a hard bait that would look like more like it's swimming from the back than from the front.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I don't know how you would do that, make it part hard and part soft bait, maybe,
yeah.
with a paddle tail mm-hmm. pipe on the back.
Yeah, they could do that. I know there's a almost a clear fish-looking lure, and I can't think of the name of it now, but it's got a real, you know, it's got a metal head to it, you know, but I mean, it's not really heavy, but, and then the rest of it is plastic, and it's got slices down the side.
Yeah.
And
some kind of nylon in between or mm-hmm. something like that,
yeah,
like those fish bites have
supposedly inside. To be able to wiggle like that, but I've never used one, so I don't know. But I've seen the videos on those too.
Well, even those don't look real. Well, they look real, but they don't have the real motion. They don't look real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because they got those cuts in them. That
need a battery operated lure. I have to see if I got my little lure here in this bag that's got the pull string on it. You ever seen those?
Uh huh. That's pretty cool.
You're supposed to jerk it,
yeah,
and you jerk that string out, and then it wiggles like this.
Yeah. Remember those toys when I was little?
Trout would They would kill that thing. But the problem with it is, use it in salt water, you probably wouldn't be able to use it the next day. You know what I mean? That'd be all right for fresh water, you know, using it in the pond behind the building here or something. But, you know. But
If you took a stick bait, a small one, maybe three inches, and then covered that with a plastic, and then the last 3 or 2 inches of it would be like plastic.
Yeah, soft plastic.
Soft plastic.
Yeah.
With a paddle tail.
Mm-hmm.
And it would feel natural, and you would still have the stick bait look to it.
But it
would look more real swimming from the tail than from the head.
Yeah. Yeah, that tail would wiggle more, especially on a paddle tail, because I don't, you know, how many people use paddle tails a lot, you know, and you can see the action on the back of it. So
you want to be able to get those that suspend and those that are top water. And I don't know, it might be a little difficult to make.
Yeah.
But I think it'd work better.
That'd be something...
Rob could look at.
Yeah. There you go. Well, and he could tell. I mean, knowing Rob the way he does stuff, I'm sure he can come up with something, you know, in his designs and all. But so anyway, right before we went on break, I was talking about going out to Matt's shop yesterday because went out there and, you know, been having a little bit of trouble with my trolling motor with it. I would say letting go of the GPS spot. So he did what they call flash it, and what it does is supposed to erase everything in it. And then, you know, I got up, when I go back out there again, you know, back out fishing again, then I got to reset it, you know, the calibration on it for this area, and try that out and see. So we'll see how that works. But went out there, and I tell you, you know, I've heard so many good things about Matt and all, and I know, you know, people were so worried when Charlie left Trolling Motor Service, but you know, Matt has just, I mean, he's got it down pat. He knows what he's doing. And, you know, for him to, the shop he's got is just so nice out there now. You know, there's plenty of room for him to work in it. Plus he put the boats right inside there and work on them. It's just so neat, you know? So,
well, the manufacturer should be able to take, whenever you flash the software.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to restore your settings, your GPS spots and stuff.
I don't have those, you know,
those settings you were talking about.
Mm.
You should be able to restore those if they don't have the, maybe he could petition a motor guide to be able to do that after a flash. Mm. So he can download those settings that you have in there and then flash and then restore those so you don't have to do that again when you get back out there.
What I'm talking about putting the setting in it is what it is it's you do a calibration for the center of your boat because you never get trolling motor right in the center of your boat. It's just off.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, it's just off.
From your keel. And what that does is you get in there and I think it's you press 112. You hold down your manual button and you press 112. And then it'll actually beep. That's when it's calibrated to say if your keel, if you're off center of your keel foot to foot and a half or whatever, it'll calibrate it to that to where you're when you're holding GPS going straight, it'll hold it straight, you know, with
hold the boat straight.
Yeah. Without it trying to move over to the keel. You know what I mean?
To the
V. And then to for it to locate the particular satellites in our area because these motors are made up north. And so when they make them, they locate, you know, they got them set on satellites up there.
Right.
So after you do the calibration for your center of your boat, then you hold your manual button down and you press 111 and it'll beep one time. And then you take the boat and slowly go around in two big circles with your gas motor. You know, not with the trolling motor, but with the gas motor.
It orients itself.
And whenever you go to the second circle, you'll hear it beep, and it tells you, okay, that's calibrated.
Okay.
And then you're set up to good to go. And that's the only time you have to do it when you own it, you know.
I see. Well, then that might be better, because even that data could get rough.
But see, I don't have location set in a trolling motor like you can do. See. But, I mean, I have so many different places. I mean, there's... My trolling motor couldn't hold them. My debt finder wouldn't be able to hold him either. 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterwards? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423, and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Sell it for a few hundred, you know. And we're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show.
Good morning.
And, Ted's fixing to go get him a GPS trolling motor over at Trolling Motor Services Plus. So, you've been fishing on my boat and see how those things work. So, you know, man, it sure saves you back from anchor, you know. So that's what I'm excited. Hopefully mine will get, you know, hopefully mine will be, you know, fixed now, but we'll see. If not, we'll he's talking about having to exchange the GPS module in it. You know, when you're doing this for a living, I mean, you're using that trolling motor, you know, I don't know if it's 10 times more, 25 times more than normal people use it or whatever, but when you're out there as much as I am out there, that's a lot of work on this trolling motor. That's a lot of button mashing on this trolling motor. So you know, when you look at that, you got to think, you know, of how much work it's like. You know, some guy asked me one time about my rods and reels, and whenever I mentioned that I buy new ones every year, and they're like, every year you buy a new one? Well, my rod, for me to have a rod and reel and different people using it, that might be like somebody else having one for 10 or 12 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's how much use they get out of them, you know? I mean, think of how many fish that reel's caught. I mean, you know, how many drags have pulled on that thing, and you know how many times I've re-spooled those things with line and everything. I mean, it's quite a bit. So, mentioning that, I need to re-spool again my spinners.
Yeah, you put that new line on there?
Not yet, but I'm fixing to.
I got hung up with it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I swear the boat was moving.
Oh yeah,
it was just 20 pound test.
Yeah,
I couldn't snap it.
And
I
was pulling it slow like that.
Yeah, I was pulling it like that and trying to snap that at least right there at the knot. And I just about couldn't break it. That braid is pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Or that was.
So I'm interested in trying that. And, what was the name of that? I'm forgetting the name of it now. I got the picture of it on my phone. I think I sent it to you, matter of fact.
It's an off-brand.
It's an off-brand braid. And, the one I've got, it's probably going to be like, I'll pull it up here in just a minute. But because I know I sent it to you and told you that I had this. A friend of mine got it for me. And,
one of them is, I think it's called Power King or something like that. Then the one I'm talking about is the one I sent you.
Here you go, Spectra Extreme Braid.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that you were getting.
Yeah, that's the one he gave me. Big old spool of it. It's 1,000 meters, 24-pound test. 20-pound test, and this is very low water absorption, but it's Spectra Extreme Braid. And of course, it's the moss green, which is the color I like for using here, but I'm anxious to spool it on there. I'm going to be spooling that on there. And this is the one I think you were showing me. How you pronounce that? Dymalan? Mm-hmm. Dymalan? Dymalan.
It's real slick. It's going to run right through the eyes very well. And I don't think you're going to hear much noise on it.
And it's a four-strand braid.
Yes.
And when we had talked about the braid before, kind of explain what the difference between the four-strand and the eight-strand.
Well, the PE4 is four-strand, and the PE8 is eight-strand. You can get them in different strands. But the more strands you have, the more stiff the line's going to be.
Yeah. And see, I would think it's kind of opposite. It seemed like they'd be braided more, but so an eight strand braid
is going to be a little stiffer
than a four brand,
and you won't get as many wind knots with it and stuff like that. So they say it casts better, but actually, it's not as abrasive. The four strand is better as far as getting frayed up and getting tangled up into the oysters and fraying up on you.
Yeah.
Of course, any of them will break in that stuff. But.
Oh, yeah. You get oysters, they're going to cut it. But, and in thinking about the difference in it like that, like you say, people who don't use braid a lot, probably the eight strand would be better for them because they wouldn't get as many knots in it. But I kind of like the softer line.
Yeah, it is. You know?
Got Bill on this morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning there, Captain Vic. I had a pretty good fishing week for a change.
Good deal.
Good.
Yeah, I'm probably going to give up the King of the Blenny title if this keeps up.
Nah, you still want to get those sheephead.
No, I didn't say sheephead. I said King of the Blennies.
Yeah, I know. But if you're fishing for sheephead, you're going to catch Blennies.
Well, I caught plenty of Blennies. So. But, yeah, I managed to get on some trout, and so that was pretty fun. Got under my boat and broke off a brand new 20-pound test leader that I had on, just put on, and so of course it was probably the King of the Flounders, but I'll never get that title.
But you did pretty good on that. You were talking about the float fishing. I know when you was texting me back and forth, we was talking about and you said you were kind of doing pretty good on the float fishing for those trout.
Well, for the last 2-3 weeks, everybody's been telling me they're getting trout on live shrimp.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, and I love, float fishing is as clean and as fun as you can get as far as I'm concerned. I really, really enjoy float fishing. So I was telling you that the way I learned it, I'm one of those damn Yankees. And, before you hate me, remember it's easier to pick Yankees than cotton. So I lived in St. Thomas Island, Georgia, and the bridge closest to the island, there's a real popular trout spot, and at certain times, you can just slay them. You go down, catch 15 or 20 trout. And I was in there one day, and I was using shrimp, DOA shrimp.
Yeah.
And this guy was fishing next to me, and this spot's not the size of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
So everybody's on top of each other, which if he gets with somebody that's, you know, a decent human being and can cast worth a darn, it's not a problem.
Right.
So we're fishing, you know, we're casting 2 feet from each other, and he's catching fish. He's using a float rig, and I'd never done it, never knew about it, never saw one until down south. I guess they're using them for walleyes now up north, but, you know, keep in mind I'm an old guy, so it wasn't done where I was at in Pennsylvania, New York. I fished in Maine. I fished all over the freaking place, but never saw one. And so I'm using my DOA, you know, and he catches a fish, and, you know, he catches another one. And I'm like, see, you know, and you know what that's like when you're just not holding your mouth right. You know, you're trying everything. So eventually it becomes pretty funny, kind of, because I'm laughing at myself, and he starts laughing at me because it was ridiculous because he caught 13 trout and I didn't catch one.
Yeah.
And finally he goes, hey, he says, listen, I got another rod in my truck. How about you go get it? It's got a cork on it. We'll get you a fish today.
Huh.
I said, really? He goes, yeah, go on over and cut that out. He says, you know, it's fun laughing at you and torturing you and stuff, but go get that rod. So I went over and I got it, and I caught a couple fish, but his name was Jim. He was retired and had a part-time job at the nursery. And he gave me that thing, and I fished with it. I caught, and the next thing I did when I left there, I went right to the bait shop, and I was a float guy. I bought a rod for it, you know, I did everything. But damn, did he school me. I mean, he got 13 fish. I got none.
Well, and I tell you, down here, that's the using these slip floats has been such a long running thing. I mean, I did this when I was a kid. You know, my dad used to love float fish and all that. But people use them so much, they call them trout floats. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even call them like the long slip floats or whatever. They call them trout floats because it has worked. You know, it's a tried and true method that's worked for I don't know how many years. You know, 100 years or whatever. I mean, it's just it does work, that live shrimp. And you know, a lot of times, like you say, you get broke off or whatever you buy something the other day. I mean, you catch, if you're floating it close to the bottom, you catch flounder, sometimes whiting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anything eats shrimp.
Reds.
So, yeah, reds. I mean, you know, all of that. So, I mean, we've caught fish like that. The reason I don't do it a lot of times is, you know, two people on a boat float fishing is pretty good like that. You know, because what we do is just drop it straight down and let the tide just pull it right out, you know, and then usually it gets behind the boat, and that's when the float goes down. And it could go down anywhere from 5 foot from the boat to 100 feet from the boat, you know, but, you know, two people is about all you want to do there. If you get three, you're going to start getting all tangled up, because when those floats get behind the boat about 100 feet, they're going to get right together. You know, if you got a couple of people that's used to doing it, you know, you can do it pretty good, you know, like that. But it's a little different than using a Cajun Thunder in an area where there's no current. You know, you can throw out 4 Cajun Thunders, you know, along grass line or whatever, like up in Mill Cove where there's hardly any current. But that float fishing.
Yeah, you can't fish in 15 feet of water with a Cajun Thunder.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. And that slip float, you know, can fish anywhere. Bill, can you hold on, or you got time to hold on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get you to hold on, because I like this subject because of the, you know, you're talking about the float fishing. That's one of my favorite types of fishing. And I'll put you on hold. We'll be right back.